请弟兄姊妹翻开以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我哋从第一节开首读。
From verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一浸，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们各人蒙恩都是照基督所量给我们各人量给各人的恩赐。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
十一节
Verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the full measure of the fullness of Christ.
我们感谢神，在以弗所书的里面，我们看见了神那个荣耀的旨意。
We thank the Lord that through the book of Ephesians, we're able to see the glorious will of God.
我们看到萬有要在基督裏面同歸於一。
We see that everything will be made one in Christ.
而這個萬有同歸於一是基於教會成為那個基礎的工程。
And this unity in Christ is built on the fact that the church is a tool by which God is going to do that work.
而這個工程那個內容乃是神要將基督的所有作成我们的所有。
And this work of God is that to build what is in Christ to be what belongs to us.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
在哥林多后书里头，我们看到我们在基督里面的每一个都成了新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians, we found out for those who are in Christ, we are all new creation.
但在以弗所书的里头呢，我们看到那时再提到新造的人，这个新造的人是一个团体的人。
Then in Ephesians we see that this new creation is a group of people.
这个团体的人就是基督的身体。
And this group of people is the body of Christ.
神在基督的身体的里面，将他完整的心思和意念都放在其中。
And God put all his mind and his fullness in this body of Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神就是按照祂的定义从我们的身上面来显明祂所要作成的这一件工。
And God is to reveal His mind in us.
现在我们来到第四章。
Now we will come to chapter 4.
一开首的时候，我要弟兄姊妹留意保罗写这封信的时候提及祂个人一点的经历。
We'd like you to pay attention to some personal experience of Paul himself.
换一句说话来讲，保罗在这处呢是提到他一些他写这封信的身份。
Here he mentioned about himself, how he became the writer of this epistle.
按照我们的认识，保罗是主的使徒。
According to our knowledge, Paul is the apostle of Christ.
而且是主在外邦人中间特别使用的一位大使徒。
A great apostle, greatly used by the Lord among the Gentiles.
但是当保罗写这封信的时候，他讲出了他是站在一个什么的地位上面，或者是用一个什么的身份来写这封信。
But here he mentioned on what basis that he wrote this letter.
啊，他说我为主被囚的劝你们。
He said, as a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you.
啊，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们中文圣经的这些的翻译有的更多不是很明确。
The Chinese translation are not absolutely clear in a small point.
但你听，德弟兄读英文圣经的时候呢，你会睇到，来体会到嗰个准确嘅意思。
But the English translation will render a correct meaning.
不过提到呢啲咁嘅事情，我不能不提俾弟兄姊妹一啲嘅提醒。
When we mention about this, I'd like to remind brothers and sisters something.
唔系话中文圣经嘅翻译有好多毛病。
I'm not saying that the Chinese translation has a lot of errors.
当然，中文圣经里边系有好多唔够好完整嘅地方。
Of course, there are some incompleteness.In the Chinese translation.
但在原则上面没有欠缺。
But in principle, there is no lacking.
同样的，我们看其他的文字的翻译。
As equally on other language translation.
包括英文在里面。
Including English
translation. 同样也是有相同的毛病。
Equally, they would have their share of difficulties.
但在原则上面没有错误。
And yet, in principle, there is no problem.
甚至当我们提到要翻到去最准确的那个心思的时候呢，
When we come
我们不要存一个错觉在那里。
When we want to see the best, translation, let's have, make no error.
以为中文圣经靠不住。
Thinking, oh, the Chinese Bible is not reliable.
或者说英文圣经都靠不住。
Or the English translation is not reliable also.
最好我们个个都能够懂得原文圣经就好。
Or if we all can read the original text, that would be the best.
当然嗰个系最理想嘅，但系唔可能。
Of course, that would be the ideal, but it's not possible.
所以不能不要用你手上所有嘅圣经。
So you cannot but to use the Bible that you are holding in your hand.
好嘅圣经嘅翻译，即使系有啲嘅缺失，嗰个缺失系好轻微嘅。
All this good translation in our hands, even though there are some minor shortages,
但是它仍然是准确的。
And nevertheless, overall it is accurate.
因此弟兄姊妹在我们读经的时候，不要被这种流行的风气来误导我们。
So when you're reading your Bible, do not be misled by very popular sentiments.
尤其是现在很多很多的新翻译出来，这个又说它最好的，那个又说它最好的，究竟哪个是最好的？
Especially nowadays, you find many, many modern translations. They all claim to be the best. But which one is the best?
如果以中文圣经来讲，我个人认为，现在我们用的这本和合圣经，和合本圣经呢，是现有的圣经里面最可以值得推荐的。
Personally, I would recommend the present translation in the book, the Union Translation, the Chinese Translation.
我们翻翻正题。
And now coming back to the main.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到保罗用一个乜嘢嘅身份嚟去说明佢嘅自己。
Now here, what did Paul present himself to speak about this letter?
他说我是基督嘅囚徒。来写信俾你哋，去劝你哋。
He said, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I write to you to urge and to plead with you."
我哋中文圣经话我系为主被囚嘅，好似系保罗先有一啲嘅功劳，然后因为仇敌嘅反对，所以就将佢监禁起上嚟。
The translation in Chinese would give a render a feeling that he was working for the Lord and the enemy.Of God was unhappy and lay hold of him and he became a prisoner.
但是事实上保罗心思的里面从没有觉得说我为主做了很多的事。
But in the mind of Paul, he never considered that he had done great things for the Lord.
他只有感觉到我是亏欠主很多。
He only felt that he has been in wanting for the Lord.
在这处保罗就说我实际上 系俾主耶稣监禁起上嚟。
Here he said, I am a prisoner by the Lord.
唔系罗马人将我关禁监禁喺呢度。
Not the Romans who imprisoned me.
亦唔系犹太人将我交俾罗马人去监禁我。
Nor is the Jew put me under prison.
系因为我喺主嘅面前，我有一啲嘅亏欠。
But because I was wanting in before the Lord,
主就将我监禁起上嚟。
And the Lord imprisoned me.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得呢一件事情，你要追翻去到《使徒行传》当中嘅历史。
This matter, you have to go back to the book of Acts regarding some of the previous history.
是关于保罗最后一次上耶路撒冷的事。
Relating to the last journey of Paul unto Jerusalem.
我不详细提那个。
I'm not paying too much.
但我让弟兄姊妹你注意到，神一直用着各种各样的方法阻挡保罗上耶路撒冷。
You can see that God used many different ways try to hinder and stop Paul going up to Jerusalem.
因为主对保罗的差遣是在外邦。
Because the Lord's commission for Paul was for the Gentiles.
主并没有将犹太人的负担放在保罗的身上。
The Lord did not put the Jewish believers upon his heart.
但是保罗在感情上面对自己的民族有个很重的催促。
Yet for Paul, emotionally, he was much burdened by his own national, ethnic connection.
但是感情的催促并不能代替神的旨意。
And his emotionally, he was urged towards that, but that does not mean that is the will of God.
所以他认为我要上耶路撒冷去向犹太人还福音的债。
So he felt that he needed to go to Jerusalem to pay the debts, for the Jews. Regarding God the gospel.
心思是对的。
The mind is correct,
但是道路是错的。
And yet, the path is wrong.
因为神给他的托付是在外邦。
The Lord has commissioned him for the Gentiles.
神从来没有告诉他，我要在犹太人中间用着你来作见证。
The Lord have never said to him that he would be witness among the Jews.
你是要远远的去到外邦人那时。
You have to go very far away among the Gentiles.
但是个人的感情从以至到他在跟随主的旨意的上面就带来一点点的不完整。
And his personal emotion was very heavy in this matter and causing his path to be incomplete.
这个不完整是非常客气的讲法。
This incomplete is very politely said.
如果我们是很严肃的来讲这件事呢，
strictly speaking,
是不信服神的权柄。
He was not obedient to the authority of God.
因此神就藉着环境来将他监禁起上。
And the Lord used all circumstances to imprison him.
困了他在罗马的监狱里面。
He was imprisoned in the Roman jail.
但感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
虽然监禁对他来讲是一个管教。
Even though the imprisonment was a chastisement for him.
但这个管教并没有减少到保罗在神的面前去成就神给他的托付。
This chastisement, however, has not diminished the achievement that he has for God.
所以在监禁的里面，保罗带出了四封称为监狱的书信。
And that is why in his period of imprisonment, he had wrote four letters, called the prison letters.
就是以弗所、哥罗西、腓立比同埋腓利门。
And this is, Ephesians, Colossians,
Philippians,
and Philemon.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our God.
保罗如今就在这个地方提及这件事。
And here Paul mentioned about this.
我是一个主所监禁起上来的囚徒，来写信劝你们。
I am a prisoner of the Lord, and I'm writing to you to urge you.
为什么保罗这样来去交代到他自己呢？
Why did he introduce himself like this?
等之后你就不能不留意到一二三章讲的话。
Then you have to pay attention to chapter 1, 2 and 3.
然后你从第四章开头保罗直接讲的话的里面，你可以了解得到。
Then in the beginning of chapter 4, what he said, you can begin to understand.
保罗说，你们既然是蒙召，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
He said that since you are being called, then you live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
蒙召做什么？
To be called to do what?
1, 2, 3章嘅事。
And going to achieve chapter 1.
我哋系蒙召被带入1, 2, 3章里面嗰个内容。
We are being called to exercise, to execute chapter 1, 2, and 3.
就是神嗰个咁荣耀、咁丰富嘅计划。
And that is the glorious and great will of God.
因此你哋唔能够只能够去承受呢一个咁嘅蒙召嘅恩。
And that is why we have only to receive such a grace.
你哋必须要活出。
You've got to live out such a calling. Living out a reality that is fitful for the position that you have received. And because of that idea, chapter 4, 5, and 6 was
established.
In another word, to implement chapter 1, 2, and 3 in our lives.
或者说实行在我们的教会的生活里面。
In another word, to implement it in our church life.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那究竟在圣灵的引导的底下, 保罗怎样交通我们进入那个实际呢?
And in the leading of the Holy Spirit, how did Paul mention about the reality?
当然弟兄姊妹你看下去的时候, 你首先看到保罗就将我们众人带入一个很实际的认识。
And he bring all of us into a practical understanding.
1, 2, 3章是神的计划和执行的原则的认识。
Chapter 1, 2, and 3 is the mind of God and how God is to execute it.
4, 5, 6, 3章是神的计划进入 教会的生活的实际的那个安排。
4, 5, and 6 is how is it being expressed in church life.
我们看到这件神在教会里面的安排之前,
before we see how God is arranged in our church life,
对教会的见证或者对教会生活的实际, 要有一个基本的原则性的那个认识。
We have to understand some principle before the practical out living of church life. This understanding requires that we have to be humbled. Because unless you are humble, you cannot enter into the saints. If you indeed honor the Lord Jesus as master, then you have to humble yourself first. Why we have to demote ourselves? And this is how God is to work.
如果从第一章的说话去看，就是说，将来有一日，万有要在基督里面同归于一。
In chapter 1 it says, everything would be find its unity in Christ.
而这个万有要在基督里面同归于一的起头，就起头在基督的身体那里。
And it started from the body of Christ.
如果基督的身体不能够显出那个一，
if the body of Christ cannot express the unity,
你怎样叫万有在基督里面同归于一？
How can you cause the whole universe to be unity under Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹你看到，当主带我们进入那个实际的时候，他没有脱离到他那个永远的旨意。
That's why when the Lord leads us into the practical reality, he has not detached it from his eternal purpose.
主对属他的人所作一切的带领和 要求都是根据他那个永远的旨意。
All his leading and guidance for those who belong to him is based on his eternal purpose.
所以弟兄们你就看到圣灵在那时将我们带去一个这样的体见那时。
And that is why the Holy Spirit leads us to an understanding.
那个体见就是一的体见。
The understanding is the oneness.
那个一有什么内容呢？
What is the content in this oneness?
他说身体只有一个。
It says only one body.
身体就指着教会了。Of
course, that is the church.
教会只有一个。
There's only one church.
对不起，我要用天主教来讲嘢。I
have to use the Roman Catholic to illustrate the point.
天主教话，佢哋就系嗰一个。
And the Roman Catholic claim that they are that one church.
所以佢哋叫做大公教会。
And so that is why they are the
great church.
Everything has to go under their direction.
为着这件事情,
and for that reason,
我必须要从弟兄姊妹 在看入以弗所书信息之前，要确定教会系乜嘢。
You must understand first of all what is the church before you can go.
或者话教会个定义系乜嘢？
And what is the definition of the church?
嗰种落定义系一个最难艰难嘅工作。
What is most difficult to find a definition？
但系我哋感谢神。
We thank the Lord。
呢个定义唔使我哋去伤脑筋。
This definition we do not need to bother too much。
因为呢个定义亦只有神自己神能够做得出嚟。
Only the Lord can define it for us。
所以神就同我哋做出。写留下嗰个定义俾我哋。
And so God has given us this definition.
你只有睇到你就睇到啦，乜嘢系教会
？Then if you see it, you see what is the church.
等住你去边个地方睇到呢个教会嘅定义呢
？Where do you look for this definition of the church？
你喺哥林多前书第一章第一二节你睇到。
And First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 you see.
喺哥林多前书第一章第一二节，你睇到保罗同埋佢嘅同工写信俾哥林多嘅教会。
You see that Paul and his co-workers writing to the church in Corinth.
啊，佢点样写咧
？What did he say？
佢话写信俾哥林多神嘅教会。
He said, "I'm writing to the church in Corinth."
从一面你睇到嗰个系哥林多嘅教会。
On one hand, that is a church in Corinth.
但即系话嗰个教会系喺哥林多呢个地方。
In another word, the church was found at Corinth.
但从教会本身嚟讲咧。
But according to the church itself,
那个是神的教会。
It is a church of God.
那神的教会是什么呢？
And what is the church of God?
神的定义出来了。
And this is the definition.
他说就是在基督耶稣里面成圣蒙召作圣徒，在基督耶稣里面蒙召作圣徒的。
To those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy.
以及所有在各处求告主名的人。
Together with all those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord.
但是因为你留意
Please pay attention.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
教会是在基督耶稣里面是被召来做圣人的。
That we are those who are called to be holy.
他又顶住你说，这样就搞不定了，我没办法做圣人。
He said, oh, how can I be a holy person?
我怎样圣人得来的？我还有很多的缺陷。
Oh, how can I be holy? I got so much blemishes.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他说你是被召来到主里面去做圣人。
He said, you are called to be holy.
咩意思
？What is the meaning？
弟兄姊妹就系神将我哋喺基督里边分别咗出嚟，叫我哋唔系属呢个世界。
That means that God has separated us from this world for Christ，
而系属神。
That we belong to God。
弟兄姊妹，神系至高嘅嗰个圣洁，至高嘅神圣。
Because God is the holiest of all，
你系属神嘅。
You belong to God，
你想唔圣都唔得。
It is not, you have no choice but to be holy.
所以在地位上面来讲，或者在身份上面来讲，
Therefore, positionally speaking,
你不需要人家封你做圣人的。
You don't need to say call to be holy by someone.
啊，你在进入救恩的里面，你就自动的成为圣人。
If you are being saved, you are holy man already.
至于你实际上面能够活出圣人的那个见证，这个是第二步的事。
Whether you can live out the holiness that you already are, that is another matter.
但最终是不是在地位上面，在身份上面，你接受了一个这样的事实。
At least positionally speaking, you receive such a fact.
那丙同埋姊妹，我常常喜欢用我自己的一些的事情来讲的。
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to illustrate by my own experience.
从国籍上面来讲，现在我是拎美国护照。
Nationally speaking, I'm holding a US passport.
但你看我这个人的时候，你会说你没一点一滴似个美国人。
If you look at me personally, I do not look like at all an American.
你的眼睛又不是蓝的。
Your eyes are not blue.
你个鼻子又唔系高嘅。
Your nose are not tall。
你个说话又唔系又系俾我哋听到讲中文嘅时候多过讲英文嘅。
You speak mostly Chinese and not American。
你食饭嘅时候揸筷子顺利过揸刀叉嘅。
When you're eating, you use chopsticks more than knife and fork。
丁之伟，从好多方面睇嚟，我都唔似。
In many ways, I do not look like an American.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
Or thank to praise our Lord.
系透过一件咁嘅事，叫我哋睇到我哋点样喺神面前作圣人。
And through this, I can understand what means to be holy.
有好多方面，我哋唔够唔想圣人嘅嗰个实际。
Many things we are not fitful to be called holy.
但神俾咗我哋一个身份。
But God has given us a position.
你系一个圣人。
You are a holy person.
正如我好多方面都唔似美国人。
Just like, I mean, in many ways, I do not behave like an American.
但是美国承认我是他的殖民。
And yet the American government acknowledged that I am his citizen.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，什么是教会？
What is the church?
教会是 让神在救恩的里面把我们带入一个属天的地位。
A church is that through God's work, He's bringing us into a heavenly position.
不单止是在哥林多这个地方，
Not only at Corinth,
而且是在各处去求告主名，
But also everywhere that called upon the name of the Lord.
都包括了在这个范围的里面，
Including in this position.
这个范围叫做什么呢？
What is this situation?
神的教会。
The church of God.
神之会这个定义太清楚了。
And this definition is very clear.
当你掌握到个十教会的定义的时候，
When you understand the definition of the church,
你就领会到，
then you would
appreciate. 教会乃是一群在主里面蒙恩得拯救的人。
The church is a group of people who are saved.
是超脱他的国籍。
Supersede all these nationalities or their cultural background,
超脱他们的教育的程度,
their education level,
超脱他们的工作的类别,
the jobs of this difference,
一切属地的关系都超脱了,
and separate and go through all the human relationships,
完全不看这一类的东西,
no consideration of these whatsoever.Only one thing.
你是不是在基督里?
Are you in Christ?
如果你在基督里面,
if you are in Christ,
你在教会的范围,
then you are inside the content
你不在基督的里面,
of the church. If you're not in Christ,
尽管你是几代的基督徒, 你依旧是同主无关。
Even though you call yourself Christian for many years, you got nothing to do with
it. 尽管你是做了基督教的大主教,
even though you are the cardinal in the church,
你同基督无关,
you got nothing to do with Christ.
你不在教会的里面,
you're not in the church.
我顶住你的非常重要重要的一个体会。
This is a very important realization.
当你认识到神自己所作的那些事是这样的时候，
When you understand this is how God works.
现在我们回到以弗所，
Now, coming back to Ephesians.
他说身体只有一个。
He said there's only one body.
这个身体是怎样来的呢？
How can this body come about?
在基督里。
In Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们实在感谢赞美我们的神。
We need to thank our praise
our
Lord.
我们今天每一个蒙恩得救的人，不管你在哪个地方认识主，
All of us who are saved, doesn't matter where you were born again.
你都是进入到基督的里面。
You all enter into Christ.
进入基督的里面，
In the Christ,
就成为基督的身体。
You become a body of Christ.
所以身体只有一个。
And there's only one body of Christ.
然后跟着又说，
And then it said,
圣灵只有一个。
Only one spirit.
当然圣灵是只有一个啦，唔使讲啦。
Of course, it's only one spirit.
但是圣灵只有一个咧，系同身体只有一个好有关联。
And this one spirit is linked with one body.
因为弟兄姊妹，我哋进入基督里边，系圣灵重新我哋嗰个工作去作成嘅。
Because as we enter into Christ, it is the work of the Holy Spirit who enabled that to happen.
同时又是圣灵的浸将我们作成在基督身体这个事实里面。
And it's also the baptism of the Holy Spirit, making reality that we are into one body.
弟兄姊妹，你读哥林多前书第十二章的时候，你会很清楚读到这件事。
First Corinthians chapter 12 would tell us this.
我们众人虽然多，都是从一个圣灵受浸，成了一个身体。
Although we are many members, we are all baptized by one spirit into one body.
所以这是一个圣灵，又是很清楚的。
So one spirit is very clear.
并且我们没有接受圣灵以外的任何一个灵。
We must not receive any other spirit apart from
the Holy Spirit. 如果我们在主面前接受救恩是准确的，我们是接受同一个灵。
If we, our understanding of being saved is correct, then we receive the same one spirit.
我们在这个同一个灵的里面，就得作成一个身体。
In the same one spirit, we are made into one body.
然后呢，你看到他那时特别有提到说，我们众人蒙召是从有一个指望。
And then we are called to one hope.
这个指望就是主自己。
The hope, of course, is the Lord himself.
这个指望就是主和我们的联合。
And it's a union of us with the Lord.
然后呢，我们又被带到承认只有一位主。
And then we have to acknowledge there is only one Lord.
而我们得着这一位主呢，是因着我们那个一个准确的相信。
And because of the accurate faith that we have.
然后又接受一个的见证就受浸。
And we receive one witness and testimony that
is baptism. 因为受浸 是见证我们归入基督。
Baptism confirm that we are entering into Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你受浸不是一个入会的仪式。
Baptism is not a way to enter into a club. Baptism is a witness that you are united with Christ. You enter into Christ. Before we were not in Christ. Now we are all in Christ. And before everybody, we use baptism to show forth such a fact.
然后呢,
and so we are brought before God. And there's only one God. And now he becomes the father of us all. When he becomes the father of us all, and it leads into a very precious matter. That our origin is all from God. And everything that we have is in Christ. And all our riches is found in Christ. I would not pay too much
detail.
When you read it carefully, you can appreciate it. And he's using all these points to show us, even though we were very different from one another, and now we are all into one.
那个相同不是外表的相同。
And this oneness is not an outward oneness.
我是黄种人，永远都是黄种人。
I'm a yellow person and always forever.
我不会因为是黄种人就变成白种人。
I could not be changed into a white person.
我又不会原来是黑种人，然后我因为信了主，我就变咗红种人。
I cannot change because I'm a black person because of I'm being a Christian and turn into red.
空的不是这些外表的事实。
Nothing to do with these external matters.
是什么?
What is it?
是我的生命。
It is my life.
是我的生命。
It's my life.
尽管我们是有不同的背景,
even though we have different backgrounds,
但在基督的里面, 主把我们带到一个相同的生命里面。
In Christ, we are all led into one life.
这个生命的源头是相同的。
And the source of all our lives are the same.
这个生命的结局是相同的。
And then the end result of this life is the same.
这个生命的性质是相同的。
The nature of our life is the same.
这个生命所要经历的事实又是相同的。
The experience of life would be the same as well.
神要叫我们看到我们是被带进那个一的里面。
And God is to lead us into this oneness.
叫我们先成为一,
first of all, we are in one.
然后用着我们叫万有在基督里面同归于一,
and since we are one, then everything also will be led into one.
弟兄姊妹,
and this is the direction by which God works.
弟兄姊妹,
when we talk about this, we are much excited.
但你叫我们真实去做，我们做都有艰难。
But we have to do put it in practice, it will be very difficult.
很简单的一件事,
simply put,
在我们聚会里面有一个弟兄, 原来他有好识煮餸的,
in America, there was a brother who can cook very well.
虽然他不是做饮食业, 但是他很本事。
Even though he is not working in a restaurant business, but he was very good.
我们聚会里面所有, 关乎饮食的事情, 他是承担起那个最主要的责任。
Among us, when he talked about preparation of food, he was the one who bear most of the burden. But he has a habit. Of course, I mentioned something happened a long time ago. He put a lot of salt in all the food he prepared. And surprisingly, and God has caused him to marry a wife whose food taste have to be very bland. In the beginning, when they live together, they have lots of difficulties. Should I tend for your liking or for mine? And you can all many reasons for either one side or the other. What's so big things about it?
你煮得咸啲，我咪食多啲咁多盐咯。
If you want to cook so much with so much salt, well, I have to take more salt intake.
你唔要咁咸，我咪落少啲咁多盐咯。
If you don't want so much salt, I should put less.
几简单嘅事。
It seems a very simple thing.
但呢个成为弟兄姊妹起初生活上面嘅难处。
And yet it became a big problem between the two of them.
点解会成为难处咧？咁简单嘅嘢都成为难处。
Such a simple thing, how come it caused so much problem?
弟兄姊妹，好简单，因为就系正如我哋早晨所交通到嘅，因为我哋每一个人嘅天然都系非常非常嘅坚持自己。
It is simply put, as we said this morning, naturally we always want to hold on to ourselves.
我哋每一个人嗰个天然都系非常非常自然，唔使靠嘅，都系要求人嚟满足我哋自己嘅。
It is natural, you don't have to learn it, that you want others to tend to your own liking.
弟兄姊妹，我今連續兩餐同阿 Michael 同台食飯。
I was eating in a table with Michael for on 2 days。
我睇到佢個女嗰種情形咧，我就睇到我哋呢個人嘅本性。
I seen how his daughter behaved. I see human nature。
細蚊女可以叫阿媽、爸爸。
And the daughter can say mother and father.
但如果你真係知道咩叫做爸爸同媽媽嘅話咧
，You know what is father and mother?
你就曉得這個 BB 女應該是做一個毫無保留的去接受的人。
Then you see that this daughter is someone who receives everything.
但是呢一個很明顯的事情就是說
But something very plain and simple is
那個媽媽是我的佣人
The mother is my servant.
那個爸爸呢是我的都是佣人、啊、
My father is also a servant.
你做爸爸做妈妈，你只有一个任务，就是完全毫无保留的来满足我。
You being my father and mother, you only got one job to do, and that is to satisfy all my desires.
弟兄姊妹，这个起单单是那个 BB 女的事。
You think this is only happened to the baby girl?
岂不是我们自己的天然的本相。
Isn't that also our natural, nature?
就是因为我们天然的本相是这样。
Since this is our natural instinct,
所以主自己让我们看见他所要做的工，先将我们带进那个一的里面。
And that's why the Lord's work starts with bringing us into this oneness.
要进入一个一的里头，是人要付代价。
In order to enter into this oneness, we all have to pay a set of price.
要认真的去学习和操练。
We have to learn and to practice.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
好啦，当神将呢个嗰个大方向俾我哋睇见嘅时候
，When the Lord has given us this general direction,
佢就开手带领我哋进入实际嘅操练。
He leads us into practical learning.
但弟兄姊妹，我哋嗰个问题又要走翻转头啦。
Now we have also the problem.
如果神就只系话俾我哋知
，If God just tell us,
一切都系一。
Everything is one.
你不能不一。
You cannot but have one.
如果你不一就是不对。
If you are not oneness, then it's wrong.
你所以从今日开始你就要进入一。
And from today, everything is one.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们说信主又说喜乐平安我苦死了。
Is that the word? Being a Christian supposed to have joy and happiness while I'm so sorrowful.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
But thank to our God.
神系带领我哋进入嗰个一嘅事实。
The Lord is to lead us into the reality of oneness.
但佢负责俾我哋有基础。
But he is responsible that give us some foundation.
佢俾我哋有扶持。
He is helping us.
佢唔系叫我哋盲头乌蝇咁乱咁去追。
He is not causing us to go around like a headless chicken.
睇到玻璃窗外边系光啊，咁就中个头埋去撞埋个玻璃嗰度。
Like a fly flying against the window, as though they see some light outside the window.
所以时时你可以睇到喺玻璃窗底下有啲乌蝇丝。
Then sometimes you see the dead bodies of the fly underneath some glass window.
点嚟嘅呢？盲头乌蝇。
Because they're blind.
我哋嘅神从来唔喺我哋身上边。带我们去做盲头乌蝇。
And God never caused us to be the blind flies.
神是带领我们按着祂自己的心意和步骤，一步一步来引我们向前。
And God is to lead us step by step according to His principles.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到，我先提到那一点。
So we can see the first point here.
教会嘅成长
，the maturity of the church，
系成长到基督嘅身量喺教会里边显到出嚟。
And that so that the fullness of Christ can be manifested.
喺显出基督嘅身量之前
，before the fullness of Christ is being manifest，
主叫我哋睇到，我哋系有好多好多彼此嘅唔一样。
The Lord is to show us that there are many things that is different between us.
但是主有忍耐的在这树上作工。
And the Lord is working patiently among us.
叫我们去认识神的儿子。
So that we can come to the knowledge of the Son of God.
慢慢慢慢就长大成人。
Gradually we become mature.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这件事。
You pay attention to this.
所以神就是带领我们去先去认识神的儿子。
He is to lead us to understand, first of all, the Son of God.
不单单是认识他是我们的救主。
Not only that He is our Savior.
是认识他我同时是我们的主。
He is also our Master.
同时是我们的指望。
He is our hope.
同时是我们的产业。
He is our inheritance.
同时是我们进入神荣耀丰富的根据。
And He is also the foundation whereby we go into the riches of God.He is our life.
同时是我们的一切的一切。
He is everything that we possess.
因为神要带领我们这样去认识神的儿子。
This is how God leads us to the knowledge of His Son.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our praise our God.
但神怎么带领我们去认识神的儿子呢？
How does God lead us to understand His Son?
做一部分预备的工作。
God is to do the preparative work.
然后就叫我们去学习跟上神的预备向前行。
And then we are to be led to go forward.
神预备啲乜嘢呢？
What did God prepare?
感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank our God.
佢将恩赐赏赐落嚟。
He's given us gifts.
特别系教会造就教会嘅恩赐。
Especially the gifts to edify the church.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
You pay attention here.
主喺呢处就话。
And the Lord said.
我哋各人蒙恩都系照住基督所量俾我哋各人嘅恩赐。
And we are all given according to the gifts that God has apportioned us.
咁佢量俾我哋嘅恩赐有啲乜嘢恩赐呢？
What kind of grace that Christ has apportioned?
有两大类嘅恩赐。
The two big categories.
一类嘅恩赐系为着教会得建立嘅。
One is for the church to be edified.
系造就教会嘅恩赐。
And to edify, to build up the church.
另外一类嘅恩赐呢？
And other gifts
是要俾我哋去彰显基督嘅见证嘅恩赐。
That is to for us to witness and testify Christ.
但系喺以弗所书里边，神先叫我哋去接触嗰个建造教会嘅恩赐。
In Ephesians, God is to show us the gifts for the edifying of the church.
所以佢先讲，我哋个人蒙恩系照着基督所量俾我哋嘅恩赐。
And that is why He says, for each one of us, grace has been given as Christ has apportioned it.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
神知道我哋该得乜嘢，佢先俾我哋得乜嘢。
And God know what we needed first.
神叫我哋短缺。
God would not have us short.
但系神就唔叫我哋过量。
And we would not have too much either.
短缺我哋会跟唔上神嘅心意。
If there's not enough, then we're not able to follow His
word. 过量我哋会骄傲起上嚟，可以将神抌埋一边。
If it's too much, then we'll be so proud that we put Him aside.
但神知道。
And God knows.
他是将适量的那个恩赐给我们。
He gives to us the appropriate amount of gifts.
我们先来看神给我们那个造就教会的恩赐。
First of all, the gift to edify the church. The gift to edify the church.
所以十二节那处就讲到话，十一节那处那就话。
Verse 11 will tell us.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
He has given apostles, prophets,evangelists, pastors and teachers.
呢处提到有五种嘅恩赐。
The five gifts.
有啲弟兄话系四种。
And some brothers say four.
系将牧师同教师连埋一种。
And pastors and teachers.
但呢个唔系最重要。
That is not the most important.
重要嘅你要睇到神将呢几种嘅恩赐赏赐俾教会。
Important thing is God has given the church these gifts.
咩系使徒嘅恩赐呢？
What is the gifts of the apostles?
当然，如果我哋讲到嗰、那个教会建造嘅基础嘅使徒，这个使徒嘅日子已经过咗啦。
If we say that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles, then the apostleship is gone.
如果你从使徒嘅功用上面去睇咧，如今还可以有。
But functionally, the apostles still exist.
咁乜嘢系使徒呢？
What does it mean by the apostles?
使徒就系我哋可以咁样话，系开方传福音嘅呢一班嘅神嘅儿女。
You can say these are the children of God who are starting the evangelical work.
有先知
，and there are prophets。
当然呢个先知唔系指旧约嘅先知
，is not referred to the prophets in the Old Testament。
系指住有先知嘅即时嘅嗰个恩赐嘅弟兄姊妹
，and brothers and sisters who has the gift of the prophets。
就系话有一班神嘅儿女，佢哋对神喺当时所要作嘅工系有一个非常敏锐嘅感觉
，and brothers and sisters。Who has a very sensitive understanding of God is to do at that particular time.
他就把从神那时所得到的感觉就给神的儿女有一些的交通带领教导。
And he is to share with the brothers and sisters and the children of God of this feeling from God.
这个是新约教会里面的先知。
And this is the prophet in the Old Testament.
当然全福音的弟兄姊妹你懂了。
And evangelists we know.
而是说有这个弟兄同埋姊妹他们在传福音的事上面特别是显出他们的功用。
That there are brothers and sisters who particularly reveal their function in the area of evangelical work.
你同埋我或者讲到口水都干了那个福音朋友是都没有反应。
And you and I may spend all your time talking until you are dry in the mouth, and yet this friend of gospel friend have no reaction.
等到一日，嗰个福音朋友碰到呢一个弟兄。
One day when this gospel friend have met this brother,
好似三句两句说话，佢服落嚟。
It seems only two or three conversation, oh, he's overcome.
你话点解？佢咁容易就将佢得过嚟，连我嘅口水都干咗，佢都唔睬我。
You say how come that he so easily won over, and yet you and I spend all our words and no good.
就系传福音嘅恩赐。
And that is a gift of evangelical work.
我哋感谢赞美嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
你又有牧师嘅恩赐，有教师嘅恩赐。
Pastors and teachers' gifts.
教师嘅恩赐系特别话着重带领我哋去认识神嘅话语。
The teachers is to lead us to understand the word of God.
人家问我黄弟兄，你啲咩恩赐？你有咩恩赐啊
？And brothers, people say, Brother Wong, what gifts do you have?
我话我唔知我有咩恩赐。
I say I do not know what gifts I have.
如果勉强嚟讲，我最多系做得教师。
And, perhaps I, you can call that I'm a teacher.
但这个并不重要。
But that is not important.
重要的就是神在教会里面是兴起有一些神的儿女特别在神的话语里面有光。
The important thing is, God is to raise brothers and sisters in particular have light in the word of God.
他们就将神话语的光来交通给神的众儿女。
And they are to spread and to share the light from the word of God to brothers and sisters.This is the gift of the teachers.
原来有牧师的恩赐。
And the gift of the pastors.
什么是牧师的恩赐？
What's the gift of the pastors?
牧师就带领你去寻找那个生命的丰富。
And the pastors is to lead you to the, to pursue after the richness of the life.
我们生命上面那个追求和学习。
And our learning in our lives.
教师是真理上面的带领。
And teachers is to lead you in truth.
牧师是生命上面的引导。
And pastors is to lead you in practical life.
弟兄姊妹，一个牧师的恩赐，他晓得神在哪个地方显出供应。
And the pastor's gift is to lead the sustenance of the people of God.
他又晓得神的儿女如今落在一个很重的忧伤，或者说很背一个重担，他又懂得神用得着他去卸下弟兄姊妹的。重担同埋佢哋嘅苦恼
，and the pastors understand the strain and stress of brothers and sisters, and able to alleviate and to comfort them, and to bring them into ease.
呢个牧师
，this is a pastor.
牧师就系牧羊人咯。
A pastor is like a shepherd.
顶先你提到牧羊人，你立刻就会想到诗篇廿三篇咯。
Straight away you think of Psalm 23.
你想认识牧师嘅恩赐，你读诗篇廿三篇。
If you want to know the gift of the pastors, read Psalm 23.
你就懂了。
Then you understand.
耶和华系我嘅牧师。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不至缺乏。
I shall not be in want.
因为佢领我去到青草地上。
He lead me to green pastures.
叫我到可安歇嘅水边。
Lead me to quiet water.
又叫我嘅灵魂苏醒。
He revived my soul.
为自己嘅名带领我走义路。
For his name's sake, he lead me to righteousness.
呢个系牧师嘅恩赐。
This is a gift of the pastor.
我系带领神嘅儿女喺生命嘅成长嘅里边嚟继续向前行。
Bringing the children of God to maturity in life.
一面系接受供应。
On one hand, we see the sustenance of God and also protect
us. 我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our God.
神将呢五类嘅恩赐想赐俾教会。
And God has given the five gifts to the church.
然后用着这几种的恩赐，五种又好，四种又好。
And four or five gifts.
他们是要完成一个目标。
And they are to accomplish one goal.
什么目标呢？
What is that goal?
底下说。
And he said here.
他说为要成全圣徒。
He said to prepare God's people.
各尽其职。
For works of service.
为了什么事呢？
And for what?
建立基督的身体。
That the body of Christ may be built up.
弟兄姊妹，这个好，主自己好清楚提到这个这一点。
The Lord's word is very clear.
他负责兴起一些的造就教会的恩赐。
He is responsible to raise up all the gifts.
然后透过这一班的有恩赐的弟兄姊妹，是带动全教会一同在神的面前来成长。
And through them, the whole church is being made into maturity.
那教会的成长是一个什么情形呢？
And what is the situation of the maturity of the church?
乃所有神的儿女，他们都进入侍奉的岗位。
That all the children of God enter into the ministry.
没有一个神的儿女是没有侍奉的事情的。
As no single child of God is without ministry.
没有一个神的儿女从开始到末了都是坐在雪等候别人来服侍。
No one child of God is sitting there from the beginning to the end to be served.
而是每一个神的儿女都是被兴起上来去做一个服侍的人。
And all children of God is to be raised to, in order to serve.
啊，我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神赐下五种的恩赐那个责任同埋带出的那个目的。
And this is the purpose and the reason why God raised the five gifts for the church.
因此弟兄姊妹，你看到了教会那个建立是建立在全体都被带动起上来进入侍奉的实际。
So the church is being built up by individual and every believer is being raised in order to serve.
全体都被兴起上来进入那个见证的位置。
And everyone is being raised to enter into the position.
你因此大啲嘅，你承担多啲咁多。
If you have more gifts, then you work harder.
你因此冇咁明显嘅承担少啲咁多。
If you do not have so much gifts, you do less.
但系冇一个人系冇嗰个服侍嘅负担嘅。
And thus no one is without any burden.
全体都系被带动起上来。
Everybody is being led.
在主的权柄的底下互相配搭起上来。
Under the authority of God, they are being coordinated.
通过这个配搭就显出了那个身体。
And through the coordination, the body is being manifested.
但是这个非常非常明显的主自己的引导。
And this is a very clear leading by the Lord.
主从来不会在一个在教会的正常的里头只是将教会的责任摆在少数几个人的身上。
Never the Lord's intention to put the responsibility of the church among a small minority.
在教会里面没有任何的超人在那时。
In the church there is no superhuman.
在教会里面只有众圣徒。
In the church there's only saints.
在众圣徒的中间只有一个权柄。
Among the saints, there's only one authority.
这个权柄是主的自己。
This authority is the Lord himself.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank God.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到这段话的时候，
When you come to this
word, 你很明显看到，
You can clearly see,
那个总结出来的呢，就是说，主是那个目标，方向。
The conclusion is that the Lord is the goal.
主是那个元首。
The Lord is the head.
众圣徒就是那个服在元首权柄下面的由众肢体所组成的身体。
And all the saints are the members of the body.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
提到这一番话的时候，
When we talk about this,
我必须要跟弟兄姊妹插出去讲一些题外的话。
And I'd like to deviate a little bit.
这些题外的话是一种可以讲是一个不准确的认识，但这个不准确的认识是不住的影响着历世历代的神的儿女。
And this slight misunderstanding continue to disturb the children of God throughout the ages.
等一下我们读以弗所书的时候，
When we read the book of Ephesians,
你看到教会是一回什么的事实。
You understand what is the reality of the church.
你又看到教会在神的子里面那个建立的目的。
And you see the purpose of the church being built up.
你又睇到神去教会嘅嗰个建立嗰个引导同带领。
And see how the church is being led by God.
但系我唔知道弟兄姊妹
I don't know,
有冇有机会时时听到有人讲一啲咁样嘅说话。
You hear often people say something like this.
啊，你碰到一啲信主嘅人。
You come across many believers.
好，你信主噶
？Oh, you are a believer.
系啊。
Yes.
喺边个聚会啊
？Where do you go to church？
你话喺确定嘅地址啊，喺东区嗰个白教堂。
A White Farm，White Farm in East London。
对唔住，系因为 Southampton 同埋 Portsmouth 嗰个聚会地址时时会有啲变动嘅，不过东区嗰个咧系。東區那個比較穩定啲咁多，所以我攞東區嚟做比例。
I'm sorry because the address in Portsmouth and Southampton change from time to time, so I use East London as just an example.
哎呀，你咁東倫敦你聚會有幾多人啊
？Oh, in East London, how many people gather there?
百零二百人啦。
Oh, maybe 100, 200.
咁都幾成，都有啲規模喎。
Oh, it is quite established.
邊個係你哋嘅牧師啊
？Who is your pastor?
我哋嗰處冇牧師嘅。
Oh, we don't have any pastor.
佢就勾勾頭啦。
Oh, he's not very happy.
牧師點可以成為教會㗎
？Oh, no pastors. How can he be a church?
你知唔知我唔知你哋有冇碰過啲咁樣嘅事
？Have you ever come across things like this？
當然仲有好多其他嘅嘢。
Of course, there are many other issues.
一般嚟講，人家對教會嘅認識係根據三個事實。
And usually, people's understanding of church is on three things.
第一就要有人信徒啦。
First of all, you got to have believers.
第二就要有自己嘅聚會地方。
Secondly, you got to have your own premises.
如果咁樣講，就 Portsmouth 同埋 Southampton 就冇條件啦。
If it's like this, then Portsmouth of Southampton they don't even qualify.
第三就要有牧師。
And thirdly, they need to have.
一提到呢一件事，三個地方都冇條件。
And then you say this, and all three places are not qualified.
但弟兄姊妹，你必須要留意。
Yeah, please pay attention here.
呢一個係人嘅觀念。
This is human's idea.
呢個唔係神嘅話語。
It is not the word of God.
神嘅話語叫我哋睇到。
God's word show us.
牧師只不過係個恩賜。
A pastor is only a gift.
牧師唔係一個工作。
A pastor is not a function.
牧師唔係一個職份。
It is not a position.
牧師係一個工，係一個恩賜。
The pastor is a gift.
弟兄姊妹，你覺得唔？如果你讀以弗所書嘅時候，你或者會覺得有啲稀奇。
If you read Ephesians, then you'll be surprised.
點解周圍我哋都聽見人哋叫某牧師、某牧師、牧師前、牧師後
？And why come people say pastor so and so, pastor so and so？
但總係聽唔到某傳福音、某傳福音。
And how come there is no mention about so and so evangelist, so and so evangelist？
偶然你聽到有人係某使徒。
Sometimes you say so and so apostle，
但你好少又聽到某教師某仲有咩啊？
冇啦，
冇啦。
You never heard about teachers，
只係單獨嗰個牧師俾突咗出嚟。
And somehow pastor was being taken out of all proportions。
弟兄姊妹，你不能不注意。
You cannot but to notice。
呢種觀念嘅根源喺猶太教。
The basis, the origin of this idea come from Judaism. And of course it's the high priest.
或者說祭司仔啦。
Or the priests.
然後這個這樣的影響就轉移到天主教。
And this concept has affected Roman Catholic.
然後天主教轉移到在宗教在人來說就說宗教改革在我們的領會來說我們只能夠說是教會的恢復。
And then from Roman Catholicism go to the Reformation or the restoration of the church.
在教会的恢复的过程里面又在天主教里面将一个这样的遗传的东西带了过来。
And even in the restoration of the church, we also brought with it an idea from the Roman Catholic
idea.
Bring forward some
individuals.
These people were ordained.
用猶太教來講是被膏油倒過在他的頭上。
In the Judaism, these are the priests who has been anointed.
你看到那個發展那個歷史過程。
You can see the historical development.
就產生在基督教的裡面有一些這樣的不正確的領會而成為教會的正統。
And now this misunderstanding now continues to exist, now become a norm.
弟兄姊妹，我哋唔管呢历史遗留落嚟嘅东西。
Brothers and sisters, we should not care too much about the historical remnants, nor are we there to oppose it. But whether we accept it or reject it, we must base on one thing. And if it agree by the word of God, we will receive it. If we disagree by the word of God, we have to say sorry. We have to go back to the word of God. Coming back to the word of God. When God raised the gifted brothers and sisters to work among the church, to go forward in the church life. On one hand, the church is being protected. And in verse 14, then we no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of man in the deceitful scheming. And God used many gifts to bring us back into the word of God to be protected. And not to bring us to the man's idea so that we will follow them. All that we follow is the Lord himself.
But
very quickly you will go back to the chapter 2 and say, only Jesus Christ, he is the cornerstone. Here we see the response of that.
他说唯有在爱心的里面14-15节, 唯有用爱心讲诚实话,凡事长进,联于元首基督。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we all in all things grow up into Christ, who is the head, that is Christ.
那算不是讲诚实话那么轻微。
Not only that we are speaking in truth.
讲诚实话虽然是一件重要的事, 不过不是重要到那么紧要,摆在这个地方。
Speaking in truth, of course, is important, but not so important to put it here.
这个地方的准确的意思是说, 是不是有你在爱里面去持守真理?
Is that in love you hold on to truth?
因着爱神的缘故, because you 持守神的话,
because you love God, then you hold on to the word of God.
你持守基督的地位,
you hold on to the position of Christ.
但是在爱里面,
and this is where we should be led in love.
这样你就凡事长进,
and in this way we shall grow up in all things into Christ.
全身就靠着基督来联络得合适,
the whole body is joined together by Christ.
我们讲配搭嘛,
we're talking about coordination. And body is being coordinated. This we all can understand. Earlier, Simon was praising the young people among us. And they know that the body is a function of all the members put together. Just like in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If I am full of eyes, I can only hear. But in appearance, what am I look like? Brothers and sisters, if I'm filled with the whole body with eyes, even worse than a monster, is weird creature. A monster of all monsters.
弟兄姊妹你懂,如果我整身都是眼,
if I'm full of eyes,
你根本没办法了解认识我是一个人,
you can never appreciate I'm a human being.
换个别的肢体,
if another member,
我全身都是耳朵,
the whole body is ear.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹你说, 哦,这个是烧腊肚那档,耳朵,
oh, he's a Chinese like pig's ears, is that?
姊妹，嗰、那个唔系一个身体。
That is not a body.
我哋好容易了解呢、
We can understand that.
神叫一个身体显出嚟。
God is to have the body to be revealed.
系叫我哋系各种唔同嘅肢体嗰个配搭嚟完成。
That is to be completed by members of joined together.
咁你点样能够配搭得和谐呢
？How can members coordinate well?
如果我系眼。
If I'm I,
用哥林多前书十二章嘅说话嚟讲
，First Corinthians chapter 12，
乜嘢都俾你睇晒，我都唔知你睇乜，我都唔知你喺度睇乜。
Everything can be seen by you. I don't know what you're looking at.
如果我系条脷
，If I'm the tongue,
第啲肢体就会话啦喎。
And the other members will say,
乜嘢好食嘅嘢都系俾你去尝咗。
Every good things you are tasted first.
你话好食啊，好食啊，我都唔知系乜。
You say, oh, it's lovely, lovely. I don't know what they are taste like.
姐妹，如果个个都抢住做嚟嚟，咪即系变成啱先嗰个 monster of monsters.
If everybody want to be the tongue, then you become a monster of monsters.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank God.
佢按照佢自己嘅定义嚟将我哋配搭喺一个身体里边。
According to His will, we are coordinated harmoniously.
呢个身体嘅配搭系非常嘅和谐。
And this.Bodily coordination is very harmonious. To what extent is so harmonious? You never find members of your body object to you. If the member is in him, if he wants to be part of my body, then I would reject.
So, sometimes you have to use blood, you have to check your blood.
So sometime when they need blood transfusion, they need to check that your blood type is the same or not.
或者你轉移一啲嘅器官，你要睇呢個器官裏面有冇嗰個排斥嘅反應先。
When you do some kind of transplant, you want to make sure that your body is not going to reject them or not.
所以點解有啲人話：，我先留低一啲血喺嗰度，第日我要嘅時候，我用翻自己嘅血。
And that's why people said, I'm going to leave some blood behind in case I need it in the future.
弟兄姊妹，你在同一个身体的里面，你不会有排斥。
Brothers and sisters, if you are in one body, there will be no rejection.
你不同一个身体呢，那里就一定有排斥。
If you are not part of the same body, there's bound to be rejection.
但如今神给我们看到身体只有一个。
And God show us there's only one body.
你不可能在这个身体以外寻找另外一个身体。
You cannot find another body from this body.
所以这个身体的配搭上面非常和谐。
So the coordination in the body must be harmonious.
而这个和谐的根据是根据什么呢?
And what is the basis for the harmony?
源于元首基督。
They're all linked to Christ the head.
接受基督作元首的这个事实。
Accepting that Christ is the head.
不是也是在在第二章里面所提到的，在第一章里面所提到的，基督是那个元首。
And mentioned in chapter 1 and chapter 2, that Christ is the head.
我们一切的学习是一个学习，以基督作元首。
All our learning is that Christ is our head.
不是人在那处来代替基督的地位。
Not man to take the place of Christ.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当我们继续往前面去睇嘅时候
，When we continue to go forward,
你睇到神嘅话就喺嗰处同我哋做一个神工作方向嘅总结啊。
And then God is to lead us to understand the conclusion of how He works.
嗰、那个总结系点样讲嘅呢
？How does it He put it？
就我哋刚才从十五节开始到十六节啦，呢两节。
In chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，联于元首基督。
Instead, speak the truth in love. We will all in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ.
全身都靠他联络得合适。
From Him, the whole body joined and held together.
各按各职。
By every supporting ligament.
照着各体的功用彼此相助。
Grows and builds itself.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Pay attention.
个结果是什么?
What is the result?
便叫身体渐渐增长。
Build itself in love.
在爱里面去建立自己，这个自己就是指身体的自己。
And this body is being built up in love as each part works its work.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our Lord.
他在教会的建造那个带领的里头。
In the working of the building of the church.
他先将那个工作的大方向和那个工作原则性的处理的方法来交通给我们。
He's given us the overall impression and the direction and the principle by which we
work.
Even though it is mentioned some practical arrangements and some practical learnings, all this learning are based on one fact. That Christ is the head. And Christ is the head is the beginning of everything else leading into the growing of the body. And these matters, it seems to be strange to us. Because we're all coming from the old creation. But now God put us into the new creation. That we live out the new creation in us. That we can live out the testimony of the new creation. That we can manifest the function of the new
creation.
To lead to the conclusion that we who have the first hope in Christ, that we become the issues where all things will be found one in Christ. We thank and praise our Lord. When we come to this point,
在教会里面作工的总方向,
then you see the general direction of how God works in the church.
你看到神在教会里面作工的那个重要的主要的原则,
that's the main principle applied in the building of the church by
God.
Once we find the direction and the principle of it which we are,
从17节开始呢, 就正正规规的带我们入到去, 教会建造的那个实际,
then from verse 17 onward, we enter into the substantive facts about the building of the church.
弟兄姊妹,
remember the prayer in chapter
3.
You see one thing.
是我们一再在那里强调过的,
and we have mentioned this again and again.
啊, 先要叫我们里面的人刚强起上来,
first of all, our inner man has been strengthened.
然后用基督在我们的里面作主,
and then Christ dwell in us
as the master,
and leading us all into saints.
弟兄姊妹,
you see these three procedures.
这三个步骤是神在我们身上作工去达成教会的建造,
and this is the process by which the church is being established.
首先是叫我们里面的人刚强起身,
first of all, our inner person has been
strengthened. 然后是基督因信住在我们里面,
and then Christ dwell in us by faith.
然后就带我们进入众圣徒,
and then bringing us into saints.
然后就叫教会成为神得荣耀的那个基地,
and then Christ become the foundation by which the church is built.
弟兄姊妹你注意了,
from verse 17
onwards,
I shall not go into detail, but give you a brief understanding first.
你就看到从十七节开始, 就是按照这个次序来一步一步地带我们进入那个教会生活的实际的操练。
From 17 onward, it gives us step by step illustration how to practice church life. In other words, into practical testimony of church life. So from verse 17 until the middle of chapter 5, it is individual maturity.
三分一呢,乃是进入众圣徒的操练。
And then from the rest of chapter 5 until the beginning of chapter 6 is the practice of the saints.
然后剩下来的那个部分呢,乃是在教会建立的过程里面的熟练的征战。
And then what is left is the warfare that is engaged through the church building.
这个属灵的征战完全是因着神的儿女进入教会的建造的操练来引出来的。
This spiritual warfare was started because the children of God is entering into the building of the church of God. We thank and praise our Lord.
当我们细细地去留意到神的话是怎样向我们发表的时候，
When we see how the word of the Lord is revealed to us,
你看到神的带领是一步一步一步的，按着祂的旨意的定规来带我们去进入的。
And you see that the word of God show us that He is leading us step by step according to His will to enter into.
所以我们常常说，
So we often say,
当我们提到教会的建立或者说身体的成长的时候，
When we see the building of the church or the maturity of the body,
不是在教会是怎样应该怎样去安排。
We should not pay attention to the practical arrangement of the church.
安排是小事来。
The arrangement is only a small matter.
重要的是教会的组成的单位健康不健康。
The important thing is the church building itself is healthy or not.
如果教会组成的单位就是个别的人，他们的属灵的健康上面不明显的时候，
If the individual building block of the church, which is the individual, are not healthy,
是没有条件进入教会的建造，
There's no basis to enter into church building.
所以教会的建造是从个人的追求开始。
And therefore, the building of the church must start with individual.
这个就是第三章里面说，叫我们里面的人刚强起上来。
And this mentioned in chapter 3, that our inner man is being strengthened.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
有了这个坚强的基础，
Having this strong foundation,
我们就被带去众圣徒的实际的里头。
Then we enter into the reality of the saints.
最终把我们带到荣耀的教会的显出。
And at the end, they bring forth the glorious church.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我估今晚我同弟兄姊妹就交通到这个地方。
Perhaps we would end our sharing this evening.
弟兄姊妹对以弗所书有五六七四五六这三章有了一个概念在那里。
Then you have a brief understanding of chapter 4, 5 and 6.
如果今天晚上你兴趣浓厚，或者明天早晨你那个你自己个人的神经的里面受到吸引的话，
If you have a strong desire tonight or tomorrow morning when you have your quiet time,
你好好地将四五六这三章一片过一片咁样多读几篇。
I'd like you to read it again and again, these three chapters.
弟兄姊妹，
你就会睇到。Then you will see
神怎样带我们进入教会的操练。
How Lord is to lead us into the practical working of the church.
他那个荣耀的教会。
And to establish the glorious church.
去带入万有在基督里面同归于一。
And to enter into the reality that all things will find its unity in Christ.
我们一同有些祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，但愿你继续用着你自己的灵运行在我们的里面。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit continue to work in us.
叫你启示的光更明亮的照透我们的里头。
That the light of revelation would illuminate through us.
主啊，叫我们在跟随你的路上边，不会失去你做我们的方向。
That in the path ahead of us, that we will not lose that you are our direction.
亦唔用让别样嘅事物嚟代替你嘅地位。
And without allow any other things to take your place.
主，因为只有你系教会嘅元首。
Lord, because you are the only one worthy to be the head of the church.
亦只有你可以成全神嘅旨意。
Only you can establish the will of God.
神定义要把呢位复活嘅基督赏赐俾我哋。
It is God's intention to grant us the resurrected life.
要叫复活嘅基督嘅所经历嘅成为我哋嘅经历。
That the experience of the resurrected Christ be ours.
主要因此我哋唔敢离开你嘅自己。
Therefore, Lord, we dare not depart from you.
巴不得我哋嘅主一面藉着你嘅话，一面藉着你自己嘅生命。
That on one hand, this is your word; another hand, your life, Lord.
再藉着你圣灵嘅运行，把我哋固定。在你自己的面光的底下。
And also the working of the Holy Spirit to confirm our position before you.
叫我们众人都按着你的心意跟随你到到路的终点。
That we all together will follow you according to your will until the end of the journey.
叫我们在荣耀的里面跟你相遇。
That in glory we shall meet with you.
你的荣耀成了我们的荣耀。
That your glory be our glory.
你的所有成了我们的所有。
All that is possessed by you be ours.
我们所走过的路程亦成为成就你自己的旨意的基点。
Oh Lord, all that our experience become the foundation of you your will being fulfilled.
主，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你睇中咗我。
Because you have chosen us.
你唔见我哋系无知愚昧，就将我哋撇弃。
You have not forsaken us because of our ignorance and folly.
反倒用着我哋去成全你嘅旨意。
On contrary, Lord, you have used us to fulfill your will.
主，因此我哋越发唔敢偏离你嘅旨意。
Lord, therefore, we dare not deviate from you.
但愿我哋嘅主用着圣灵嘅约束同管理。
Lord, use the constraint of the Holy Spirit.
保守我哋喺圣灵里边个合一。
Keep the unity that is in the Spirit.
呢个系你已经作成功嘅事。
This is already achieved by yourself, Lord.
你冇叫我哋喺你嘅一嘅以外嚟寻找一个一嘅组织。
Lord, you have not caused us to find oneness outside yourself.
你系要叫我哋喺你已经作成嘅一嘅里边。去持守个见证。
You have asked us to keep the unity already achieved by you.
我哋感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
系你作工在先。
You have started the work first.
我哋跟随在后。
We are only there to follow.
但愿主扶持我哋跟随到路中。
Lord, sustain us until the end's journey.
叫你嘅名得着荣耀。
That your name may be glorified.
我哋亦喺你嘅面前蒙纪念。
That we will be remembered by you.
我们这样祈祷奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.